We have been talking, last time I was speaking on a Wednesday night, about the church awakening and getting back to what God wants it to be. I don't think we have departed from that, but the church in general certainly has, and it's something that we need to recognize, I believe. I'm calling this Seeing God's Pattern of the Church. I chose these terms because we are to follow in the scripture the precept, what he tells us to do, and but also concerning the early church, we need to see God's pattern in the way he dealt with it. And so he may not ever say every church should do this, but he gave us the way he did it in the beginning and the success that it was. So we want to see God's pattern here. The passage that we'll be looking at here is Acts 2:41-47. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now that was an amazing thing, and a lot of baptizing. But there it was. The first main service of the First Baptist Church of Jerusalem, and they had 3,000 join the church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. That was, they shared where one person had a need and one person didn't have a need, they shared, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. This was, has been called a Christian communism, but there was no mandate on this. It was just done in love. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple area, you understand, and breaking bread from house to house or at home, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. In other words, the people, they were kindly people. They were people of love. And so they had the favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Should here means the ones that did get saved, not the ones that God said must be saved at this point. So it started out with 3,000 and then added daily whoever would be saved. Richard C. Halverson was a Presbyterian minister who served as the chaplain in the United States Senate from February 2, 1981 to December 31st, 1994. He said this: in the beginning, the church was a fellowship of men and women centering on the living Christ. Then it moved to Greece, where it became a philosophy by some of those Grecians. Then it moved to Rome, where it became an institution. Next, it moved to Europe, where it became a culture. And now it has moved to America, where it has become an enterprise. Big business. So what we want to do is to find out what God's pattern was, and make sure that our church stays with that. So the first thing that we see in this passage is that membership was added. Membership was added. Verse 41, we see a positive reception, and they that gladly received his word made public recognition. The second part of the verse, were baptized. We practice here that when a person is baptized at this church, they are then admitted to membership to the church. And the thinking there is that if they didn't want to join this church, let them be baptized in the church they want to get, become a member. Also, to qualify for baptism, they have to share their testimony. To qualify for membership, they have to share their testimony. So the one thing being done, and they're choosing this church for the baptism, is that they become members. Matthew Henry said, they were baptized believing with the heart, they made confession with the mouth, and enrolled themselves among the disciples of Christ by the sacred rite and ceremony which he had instituted. And so here he links enrolling them, Matthew Henry does, links enrolling them with baptism. Third, personal responsibility, and the same day. So the idea of being added to the church and actually the name getting put on the membership, they did that the same day. And with 3,000 people, that was not an easy task. The secretary was running around saying, did I get you yet? Did I get you yet? Point D, preserving records, and they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. For them to know that it was about 3,000 means they were writing it down, they were keeping track, they were had a membership list, and they were keeping track. So this is what we try to practice here. Secondly, the main activity, verses 42 to 45. First was they were submitting. Both 2 Peter and Jude remark concerning the false teachers that they refuse authority. They are not willing to follow authority. They disrespect authority. And this is characteristic of the non-Christian. Don't tell me what to do. But it is characteristic of the Christian to find out what is the truth and to submit to that. Since a few years ago, I got under conviction about obeying the speed limit. So keeping the speed limit. And I find that on a daily basis when I'm driving, that I am impressed with God's demand for me to submit. I thought I turned that to... Oh, I turned it back. Okay. Ah, Kelly is sending in her request. Submission then always rubs our old man in the wrong way. I want to do what I want to do, and I want to do it now. But they submitted. They continued steadfastly. And this word steadfastly means to be consistently attentive unto, to give unremitting care to a thing. This is, they were constant in it. And what was it that they were continuing steadfastly in? Well, point B is shepherding in the apostles' doctrine. The apostles' doctrine here is that they were the pastor, they were the shepherd of these sheep, and they, thinking of themselves as sheep, needed guidance. Jesus led me all the way. And they found that in the apostles' doctrine. Today, we also obey the apostles' doctrine. Where do we find that? In the Word of God, you see. And so we are to be steadfastly, consistently attentive unto, unremitting care to a thing. Don't just obey what you think the Bible might be saying, but you actually work it out, you read it through, and pray about it, and check sources, you know, and see what it means. So there was submitting, there was shepherding, there was society. He adds, and fellowship. I love the fellowship that we have. This church doesn't takes its mission very seriously, but does not take ourselves very seriously. You can't be around most of us for any time without some sort of wisecrack or joke or silliness being shared, and it's just fun that way. It's a good fellowship. Then there was supping, in breaking of bread. This is perhaps likely the Lord's Supper, that had been given to them by Jesus and therefore would have been followed. Also supplicating many prayers. And so here we are tonight in a prayer meeting following this pattern that they were making supplication to God. Prayer is the word that means asking. And supplicating is the begging type of asking. When if there were signs, fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. We do not live in a day of miracles because the word of God is complete and nothing is being said that needs to be verified by God, except that we are thrilled to see, dare I call them, the little miracles. In this prayer meeting, we have seen people. Pastor Emiru was meeting James Noggle today, standing there, big tall guy, isn't he? And he just, what was it? He said 11 weeks ago, that's when he had the accident. And somebody called the ambulance because he looked dead on the side of the road, but was breathing. They called the ambulance and they took him to the hospital, and the hospital said, we can't do anything for him, so airline him to the emergency place. And it happened to be where the expert doctors were for the 500-mile racetrack. And they worked and worked and worked. And he was pointing out he had a big metal thing in his arm. His lung had deflated and his spleen had popped open. He had three broken ribs. He had three broken vertebrae. That arm was so broken they had to put the pin or the metal down through it. Lung had collapsed, and I mentioned that, and all these things going on with him, and a concussion. So he didn't even know what was going on. But here he was standing, firm and tall, and had been coming to class even before the end of last semester, when he couldn't put on a tie, but he had his tie on today. He says it really hurts when he puts his tie on, but the arms are still sore. But it's nothing like it was earlier. We see miracles. As we pray for these people, things happen. He said about that spleen, they had to cauterize it, and they told him it would never work again, so they were giving him medicine to, I don't know what, replace the spleen or something, bypass it or something. They didn't give him the third one because they said, we don't quite know how to tell you this, but your spleen is working perfectly. He said they couldn't say the word miracle, but he knew what it was. And we see these things. I remember twice Donna Likens for Sunday school had asked a prayer request two different times. And at the end of Sunday school, she came in saying, my daughter just called and that prayer request was answered. So we see this. We have to kind of keep our eyes open, recognize that's not normal. That's God. That's a God thing. Signs. And then sharing. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. All things common. That is a recognizable thing. We find it here a lot, I think. And that is, if I have something that you need, well, then by all means, let me give it to you. And I'll get along without it. That'll be fine with me. Then there was selling, because they had a special need, because so many millions of Jews had come in for Pentecost, and now thousands were staying that normally would have gone home around the world. Well, there wasn't enough jobs, there wasn't enough money, there wasn't enough anything, housing. And so the church put upon, like the Deborah Behan church in Ethiopia, there was needs that they didn't have enough. And I believe it was Barnabas who was the first one, because he's mentioned especially about this, that he had property back in his homeland of Crete. I think it was Crete. And so he said, I may never go back to that. So he made the arrangements, had it sold, and gave all the money to the church to buy the food for the people that didn't have it. So they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. It wasn't just a uniform distribution. It was the people that were hungry, and they gave them food. And then the third thing, and with this we close, is the maturing attitudes. A church that is geared only around soul winning misses this point. We see souls saved here. But God's plan is for the church to bring you to a place where you are the soul winner, where you, your life speaks to people, your words encourage people, and they want to come and get saved. I'm sure Bud Weeks got saved because he was at a point in his life where he had started to come regularly to the church. I asked him point blank when he asked me to come over and lead him to Christ. I said, "We've done this before," and you already said no. What changed? He said, "Well, it must have been some of your good sermons." But I think it was being in a place where he saw what Christians are really like. It was none of this down the nose, I'm holier than you type of stuff. See, it was maturing attitudes. We see the purpose in verse 46, and they continued daily with one accord. That's not a car back in those days, but one accord means with one mind. As in Romans 15:6, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there was a steadfastness of thinking the same way about God and his work, purpose. There was also the place, and they met in the public, in the temple area. That was the primary place where all kinds of groups could meet. You didn't have to have a permit or anything. And so they would gather there, one place or another. But also private, breaking bread from house to house. So that was, and this may refer to taking the Lord's Supper. We'd come over to Nancy's house and sit around and have the Lord's Supper. Or the next day over to somebody else's house. But it may be that sharing of the food was more easily done when Nancy cooked the food that the church gave her to feed the people, and those people were asked over to her house. Picking on Nancy here for being the food person. C is provision. So B is place, public and private. There we go. And then C is provision. They did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Meat is a generic word meaning food or nourishment, not just meat, as we say it. But there was a joy, you see, with gladness. And singleness of heart means that they were at one with another, and they were sharing the purpose of life that we had just talked about. All right, definition about meat there. And there we go. And then D is praise. I love to hear when we not only pray for these things, but we praise God for answered prayer. We have some praises. Baby was born, and happily so. So praises to God. But remember that the praise is to him who allowed it to happen, who caused it to happen, who kept it from not happening. And then peace, having favor with all the people. This reminds me of that verse that says, if you keep the way of the Lord, he makes even your enemy to be at peace with you. And other times the scripture says, if you are doing all these wonderful things that God wants you to do, who's going to try to put you in jail? Who's going to hate you for this, you know? So having favor with all the people. And finally, progress. They kept growing. It's not just that they grew in number, but they did grow in number. It's been a joy to see our numbers growing. Sad that some of them are coming from another good church that's just not supplying what it used to supply for these folks, but I'm glad that they have a refuge here. Progress, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Should be saved translates a present passive participle, giving the meaning were being saved. It doesn't mean they ought to be saved, as though it's some mandate of God. These are the people who were being saved, who saw the light and saw that they needed Christ. This is the first use of the word church in the book of Acts. Church is assembly, ecclesia, the gathering together, the assembly, and so the assembled believers. And he added to the church daily such as were being saved. So praise God for that, and there is our goal for seeing God's pattern, recognizing it as a pattern, and then, in fact, following that